USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
Currently, the president and first lady are visiting parts of Georgia and Florida to see firsthand damage sustained by Hurricane Michael, which has left at least 19 people dead and many unaccounted for. A federal court trial began today in Boston, where Harvard University is being sued as people are alleging they discriminate against Asian Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
The national average for gasoline is down 3 cents a gallon this week to $2.88. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The decrease is being attributed to concerns of slower than normal economic growth, coupled with the price of a barrel of oil that fell by $5. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the wild swings this week across the country.
Michigan's average gas prices plummeted 14 cents a gallon, followed by Ohio, where average prices dropped 12 cents, and Indiana, where prices fell 10 cents a gallon as retail gas prices continue to catch up in the drop in the price of oil.
The Mega Millions jackpot has grown to over $650 million. Now, this will be the largest jackpot in history. The next drawing is Tuesday, and this lottery attorney joined ABC's Good Morning America with some advice if you happen to hit the big one.
If Aunt Sally wins and she signs the back of the ticket, then Aunt Sally's information will be public record.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts released the results of a DNA test showing evidence that she may have Native American ancestry dating back several generations. The results show that Warren is either 1/32nd Native American or 1/512th Native American. Many folks in Washington, D.C. are speculating that this was done because Warren is planning on running on the Democratic side of the aisle in the 2020 presidential elections. Today, President Trump was asked before heading to Florida what he thought about Warren as a candidate.
I hope she's running for president because I think she'd be very easy. I hope that he is running. I do not think she'd be difficult at all. She'll destroy the country. She'll make our country into Venezuela. With that being said, I don't want to say bad things about her because I hope she would be one of the people that would get through the process. It's going to be a long process for the Democrats.
The president was then asked about Sears filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
And it's very sad what happened. Very, very sad. When you look at that whole filing that they did last night, to me it's very sad. Somebody that is of my generation. Drawback was a big deal. So it's very sad to see. Mr. President, why do you believe and I will say, with that being said, I would imagine some of those great sites that Sears has, they really have some great sites, will be put to good use. It'll be a lot of jobs. Sears has been dying for many years, been obviously improperly run for many years, and it's a shame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.